beginning by settling into a sitting posture. Directly sensing this firm, stable base of the body in connection with the ground. Through the buttocks and thighs, parts of the legs, maybe the soles of the feet. Allowing the body to land here. And tuning in to the feel of this contact, dropping the attention down through the body into these places of connection. Sensing pressure, weight, touch. And letting go into this contact, allowing the body to be held, to be supported by the ground, trusting this connection. And guiding the attention up through the body, sensing the uplift of the body, the tallness, the dignity. Making any adjustments to the position of the body as you tune in to different regions in the body. Taking the attention right through to the crown of the head, sensing this tall, upright posture. The way that the body is simultaneously in connection with the ground and also interacting with the space that you're inhabiting in this moment. Arriving. Allowing the front of the body to be soft, open, available, the face, the chest, the abdomen. And sensing the strong stability of the back of the body. This combination of ease and awakeness. Fully arriving into this moment as you connect with the body here. And now opening out the awareness to the experience of sounds, listening, receiving sounds that are arising from within the body, from the space around the body, and from further away in the wider environment. Sitting quietly, wide open to receiving sound. Almost as though the body was like a microphone, open to the vibrations in the air, allowing these to be heard and felt by the ears, but also by the whole body as you sit, sensing. Becoming very receptive, very sensitive to sound, listening. being aware of the arising of sound and the passing away of sound. Being aware of texture, rhythm, tone, and the spaces between sounds. Sitting with an awareness of the unpredictability of sounds, not knowing in each moment which sounds will emerge in the space around and within you. Just meeting sounds as they arise. And noticing any reactions to sounds. Maybe liking some sounds and not liking other sounds. And again, inviting yourself to come back to simply being open to sound as sound. Sound as vibrations in the air. Open to whatever comes and whatever goes, without trying to control it, simply being open to the experience of sound as it is. And now gently turning the attention towards the sense of breath moving in the body. Connecting with the place in your body where the breath is most accessible in this moment, most vivid. Maybe at the nostrils or in the chest or down in the abdomen. And gently moving up close with the attention to the breath here. And in this place, opening to the full duration of the in-breath. The breath turning around and becoming an out-breath. Each breath following one from the other. Breath, breathing. Moving in close. Becoming intimate with the very particular sensations in this very particular place in the body, with the breath. And just as when we were being aware of sounds, we didn't try to control the sounds coming and going. We were just with them as they were, moment by moment. So with the breath, just being with the breath as it wants to breathe, moment by moment. Not trying to control the breath in any way, just resting lightly with an awareness of the feel of it as it's happening. Sensitive, respectful awareness of breath. And now, as well as this thread of awareness with the breath, also recognizing the breadth of experience that is happening in any moment, in and around you. Experience that is perceived as pleasant, as unpleasant, and sometimes as neither pleasant nor unpleasant. And being curious, noticing where your mind tends to get naturally drawn, which aspects of experience predominate in this moment. So seeing in this moment the mixture of pleasant and unpleasant experience showing up as thoughts, as emotions, and as sensations in the body. Maybe in one part of the body there's a tightness, whilst in another there's comfort, ease. What happens in your experience around these unpleasant and pleasant experiences? Maybe a pushing away or a drawing towards. Maybe the attention gathers around certain experiences and tunes other experiences out. What do you notice? And now choosing for a short while to deliberately focus on pleasant experiences. Scanning the attention through the body. Maybe the sense of the air on the face, cool. Or a sense of comfort in the hands. Maybe some sensations in the core of the body that feel comfortable, pleasant. So choosing one experience in this moment that feels pleasant and being with it for a little while, exploring it, coming to know it. Noticing the sensations that are felt in this place. Do they stay still, or maybe there's movement here? Is there any temperature that you can sense? Is the experience of pleasant focused in one particular place or spread more widely? And any emotions or thoughts that are arising in connection with this experience? Being curious as you explore. And each time that you notice that the attention has drifted away from this focus on a pleasant experience, gently coming back, reconnecting. And now, letting go of exploring this particular experience of pleasant and scanning the attention through the body to notice if there's any experience in this moment that is unpleasant. Maybe a tightness in the jaw or an ache in the back. Or a restlessness that's dispersed through the body. Or maybe something else. So tracking your experience in this moment and coming to settle with one experience that is felt as unpleasant in this moment. And for a little while, if you choose to, allowing this to be the focus for your practice, coming to know this in more detail. So allowing the attention to gently, sensitively linger here. Exploring around the edges of the place where this unpleasant experience is located in the body. What is felt here? If you choose to, moving in a little bit more closely, sensing this experience from the inside out. Coming to know the detail of sensations that are felt here moment by moment. And noticing how the body is holding this experience. Maybe there's some bracing around it. Are there any thoughts or emotions that are arising in connection with this experience of unpleasant? Being curious, interested. And now, gently letting go of resting the attention with this experience of unpleasant and returning the attention more fully, once again, to the breath moving in the body, wherever you choose to be with the breath, reconnecting with your old friend, the breath, coming home. And along with the breath, opening to an even-handed awareness of the arising and passing of both pleasant and unpleasant, this tapestry of experience, the satisfactory and the unsatisfactory, coexisting and co-arising in experience in this moment, allowing this to be okay. Recognizing how experience is constantly moving, shifting, changing. And moment by moment, exploring this possibility of meeting your experience as it is. Participating in the stream of experience and knowing it for what it is. Recognizing this naturalness of experiencing thoughts, sensations, emotions freely unfolding moment by moment, and all the while, through all of this, the thread of the breath supporting us to sustain connection to this moment. Awake to the dance of sensations, the vibrations of experience in this moment. And noticing if in this moment you are subtly putting any pressure on yourself, on your experience to be a certain way. And exploring the possibility of stepping out of the pressure for things to be different from how they are in this moment. Allowing room for the ease of letting experience be as it is. It's like this just now. Perhaps inviting a sense of resting. The rest of allowing experience to be as it is. The rest of stepping aside from the struggle to make things different from how they actually are. Resting. And as we come towards the end of this practice, bringing the attention back to a sense of the body here in this place. Becoming aware once again of the very direct feel of the body in contact with the ground. Dropping the attention down to rest in these places of contact, connection. Weaving the attention through the different places of contact of body with ground. And then spreading the awareness through the whole body so that there's simultaneously this awareness of connection with the ground and also the wider spaciousness of the whole body, sitting tall with the space around you. And as you transition from this practice into the next moments of the day, perhaps continuing to invite this possibility of meeting experience as it is. An open-handed willingness to meet the present moment as it shows up, and then to respond and make choices from this place of connection with what is.